Oh, gather round, my good friends, and let me telleth you a humorous tale.
Welcome to Secrets for an Awesome Life, a podcast for tweens and teens. You ever notice someone living a pretty awesome life and wonder, man, do they know secrets that I don't? Yes, yes they do. This podcast is about those secrets. I'm your host, Joey Massio, a former middle school teacher and certified life coach who helps teens build self-confidence, manage unpleasant emotions, develop social skills, and achieve their goals, or what I call becoming the hero of their own story. Hey, everybody. I hope you are enjoying Sidekick to Hero. If you have a moment, it would help me out if you can take a second and leave a review on iTunes or wherever you are listening to your podcast. Leave a review. You don't even have to say words. If you're in the iPhone app, you can just scroll down to the very bottom of the page that you're on right now on the show and just hit one of those stars. 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 stars. It helps me out, helps people to find me, and that's what I'm all about. I need more teens to hear this message because then their life can become more awesome. So if you haven't already, please take a moment and leave me a review. And now episode 153, people will think I'm weird.
And I said it to the blacksmith in good jest, thou uncouth fiend, the plague on thine house is twice the filth of a pigsty, but none of the merriment.
Yea, he is likeneth a butter churner at eventide. Doth thou not get it? A butter churner? Eventide?
His jest did not meet the one laugh minimum. Seizeth him!
No, 'tis a misunderstanding. My jest was respectable. The delivery was off the mark, 'tis all.
Throw with him in the stockade!
No, not the stockade. No,
stop it, no. Kinsmen and noble townspeople of this good land, gather round. I have a basket of rotten fruit to cast at this evildoer.
Oh, tomatoes, I hateth tomatoes.
Let it be henceforth and forever known that thou, good sir, are branded as a weirdo.
No!
In fact, fetcheth me the branding iron.
I call that story the Salem Weirdo Hunt, because isn't that every teen's worst nightmare? I'm going to be branded as a weirdo. But here's today's secret for an awesome life. It's okay if people think you're weird. I was coaching a teen this week. I'll call her Jessie. And I was coaching her on talking more in front of other people. That was her goal. She wanted to do that, but she said, I'm shy. And I've always been shy, but I'd like to be outgoing. And I could tell from talking with her that she was very outgoing, very quirky, very fun. And she said when she gets in front of other people, maybe new people or like her parents, friends, she didn't know what to say. And she wouldn't say anything. And I asked her, why not? And she goes, well, I'm afraid. And I said, what are you afraid of? And she said, well, I'm afraid that people are going to think I'm weird. And I said, oh, okay. Then what would happen? And she said, wait, what? And I said, then what would happen? People, like, you say something, and maybe it's not funny, and then people think you're weird. All right, now what? And, like, she really didn't get it. And I do this a lot with my teen clients when I ask them, what happens after people think you're weird? Like, then what happens? And most of them go, well, I mean, that's the worst thing right there, Joey, is that they're going to think I'm weird. That I don't need to explain anything else, Joey. That's the thing I'm afraid of, is that they're going to think I'm weird. And some of them, when I actually push them to be like, no, like, what's going to happen after that? Like, what's the answer to so what? And if they can put words to it, usually it's some form of becoming a social outcast. Well, then nobody's going to want to be my friend. Like, if I'm weird, I'm going to become that weird guy or weird girl. And we all can picture some caricature of a person that is just weird. And they usually don't fully exist, but usually there's some kind of like the guy in the corner who's the glue sniffer or something, right? Who's wearing his underwear on the outside of his pants, and he's super quirky and different, and he's walking around oblivious to the fact that he's weird, and he's just over there sniffing glue and just like making lame jokes and laughing at himself, and everybody thinks he's weird. And that's the fear. We're like, well, I don't want to become that guy or that girl. And again, usually this person doesn't exist, right? But here's the thing. Even if that person does exist, somebody who is just so weird and different and it's just who they are, the truth is even the glue sniffer has people. By the way, don't sniff glue, guys. Don't do drugs. Okay, don't. But even the weird people have people. And so first off, I want to tell you this. It's most likely not going to happen. Most likely, if you go out and you attempt to say something in front of other people and nobody laughs or people are like, wait, what? You know, like what? Usually they're not going to walk away being like, dude, Joey's so weird, man. He's just a weirdo. I'm done with him. Everybody, let's just leave him. All right. One person might think you're weird or different, but they're probably not going to change the way they act around you very much. Usually people are just going to keep those thoughts to themselves. They might share it with a friend or two. But the thing is that they're still going to be around you and you still have the opportunity to redeem yourself or just continue to be who you are. And some of your jokes will probably land and again, some won't. But somebody thinking that you're weird isn't the end of the world. Now, if somebody thinks you're weird and vocalizes it, like tells you, hey, you're weird. This is what I want you to do. I want you to say, yes, I am. Or yeah, sometimes I am, totally. Because there are going to be other people who have also been called weird or who identify as weird. And they're going to be like, that right there, you're my guy. You're my person. Like I get you because I have the same experiences of trying to be funny and saying things and being quirky and people don't get me, but I get you because you're weird. My worry is that all of us weird people aren't being ourselves in public, and so we can't find each other. We're just, no, I can't. I have to be what? Like, what's the normie version here? Like, just normal, not saying jokes. I don't want to upset the wagon cart. I have to be quiet and just very boring. I think that's the word for it, boring. I need to be boring. If I'm boring, then at least people won't think I'm weird. And they can think I'm boring, and that's better than them thinking I'm weird, because then hopefully they just don't think of me at all, and I can just get through life without people thinking of me at all. Don't do that. Go be yourself. I promise you are not as weird as you think. And it's not going to come off as weird as you think if you say something and nobody laughs. It's just not. People aren't going to throw you in a stockade and start casting rotten fruit at you. And even if somebody kind of wants to be a punk about it and start advertising that you're weird, then I want you to go, yes, yes, I am. That is me. I will proudly wear that badge on my shirt. I am weird and I love it. And that's where I coached Jessie to. And it had never occurred to her before. I said, yeah, like, what if you are weird? Then so what? And she's like, well, then people won't want to hang out with me. I'm like, yeah, some people won't. But then what if the other weirdos that you would love will want to hang out with you because of that? And she goes, oh, well, yeah, that's kind of already true. Like my friends that I hang out with, they love me just the way I am. And they're kind of weird like me too. And I'm like, see, exactly, exactly. Some people will always not appreciate us the way we are. Some people will downright not like us the way we are. And that's okay. Let them not like us for who we are. But what I want you to do is I want you to like you for who you are. Which means let who you are shine in front of people. It doesn't have to be in front of all the people. You don't have to turn yourself up to a 10 or up to 11 in front of everybody. I'm not saying that. Go out and just willy-nilly just start just, being yourself in like a megaphone or something like that. You don't have to do that. I mean, you totally can, and I would support you in that. But usually what we're talking about here is just, the teens I coach usually are acting at like a 1 or a 2 on a scale of who they are from 1 to 10. You know, being shy, holding back. I want you to turn it up a couple of notches at a time until you find the right level of you to be in front of other people. Because in front of your friends, we're always at an 11, right? We're at an 11. We're not really caring what our friends are thinking of us because we know they support us and got our back. But when you're out and you're trying to talk to new people and you're not because you're afraid that they're going to think that you're weird, I want you to work on getting rid of that fear and turning that dial up a couple of notches at a time until you can be you, unashamedly you, and tell jokes, attempt to tell jokes, and some will be funny and some won't. But in the end, you'll be you. And when you are you, you will not be a social outcast. Instead, you will be more likely to find people who identify the same way that you do, who want to be in your social circle. And you know what? Right now, I can tell you, I know of one person who would totally want to be your friend. Me. Because I am weird. And I love it. And I'm not ashamed of it. And I encourage you to not be ashamed or afraid of other people branding you as weird. I'm looking for teens who are different from everyone else. Ones who want to separate themselves from the crowd of teens currently numbing their brains with YouTube and their hearts with negativity about the world they live in. I'm looking for teens who want to be the leaders of the new wave of youth who are striving to be positive thinkers, go-getters, powerful examples, and emotionally strong. If that's what you want, then I want you inside Kick to Hero. It's my gamified mindset training program where I teach teens how to think, feel, and act differently than the rest of the world is thinking, feeling, and acting, so you can stop getting the subpar results that the rest of the world is getting. It's time for teens to transform themselves into the everyday heroes our world so desperately needs. Start a 2-week free trial today at sidekicktohero.com.